Good morning and welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adsed, Storage Editor with Computer Weekly. The subject we're talking about today is storage and compliance, the outlook for 2024. And with me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. Good morning, Mathieu.
Good morning, Anthony.
Great stuff. Good to have you here. So the first question today will be, Mathieu, what are the key developments in law and regulation that will affect IT 2024? Over to you.
So I think 2024 is going to be a super busy year from a regulatory perspective. So we have PCI 4.0 coming into effect in March this year. We are seeing a number of updates to European data protection regulations within the member states that go beyond the requirements of GDPR. More importantly, I think that we're seeing the ICO, the Information Commissioner's Office in the UK, taking a very different direction from the rest of the European countries. And so as the UK left the EU, as you know, the ICO no longer reports to the European Data Protection Board. And what that means is that they can go their own direction if they want. And one of the worries here is that the adequacy between UK GDPR and the rest of the European Union GDPR might actually not last until 2025 as it was supposed to. And that's something to keep in mind, not just for UK-based businesses, but for anybody doing business and exchanging data with the UK. Another thing to bear in mind is DORA, the Digital Operational Resilience Act, that's getting a lot of traction right now throughout the world and impacts not just European companies, but global companies. And as well as that, the advent of NIS2. In addition to that, to make things a bit more spicy, I guess, we have roughly about 60 major elections coming up, including seven of the most populated countries in the world. Notwithstanding the main one, I suppose, which is the US. And we know that every time governments change, their approach to data protection, their approach to cloud security, their approach to how often you need to be audited or assessed, how long you need to keep the data, it can indeed change, and most times there are some notable changes in terms of enforcement, not necessarily in terms of the regulation itself, but how it's enforced. So I think we need to be very careful in 2024 to understand where we do business, understand where we have data, where we store data, and try and understand the potential impact of those changes for our environment. So it's going to be interesting for the next few months. And the consequences are going to go well beyond 2024, but now is a good time to do a tabletop exercise to see where you keep data, where you transfer data to and from, and whether you might be compliant in terms of cloud and storage and data protection.
Thanks, Mathieu. That really does give an impression of quite a year to come. So specifically, if we can drill down, how are some of these upcoming events and changes likely to impact storage and backup and data protection? Over to you again.
Well, again, I think you need to understand your environment. You need to understand the type of data that you're taking or that you're processing or storing or transmitting, where you take it from, where you send it to, the type of cloud providers that you're using. You will have noticed that more and more when you get a new client, they'll ask you, are you ISO 27001 compliant? Are you CMMC compliant if it's in the US? Are you looking at the cloud storage association security metrics? Are you including anything that might have to do with AI and the impact of AI on how you collect data and how you create data. So I always, you know, January is always a good time to go back to basics, to map out your business environment, to map out the type of data that you collect, that you create, that you store, and understand the various regulations and standards that apply. Generally speaking, looking at anything that is ISO-based or NIST-based will certainly help you manage your cloud environments and manage the compliance efforts that you need to put into place. The next thing is to use the right tools. Maybe use a governance risk compliance tool. Maybe use cloud storage management tools, data identification tools, data encryption tools. There's no shortage of tools, but there's no point looking at tools until you understand your environment and until you understand what you need to protect and how to protect it, what you can keep and what you cannot keep. So now is a good time to go back to basics, map out your environment, do a data classification exercise, and then try and map the various compliance requirements around storage, security, cloud, and data protection that apply to your data.
Thanks, Mathieu. That was an excellent and comprehensive view of the year ahead and the kind of things we need to be doing to make sure we're compliant. That's the end of the podcast. So thank you very much, Mathieu. And for more information on any of these subjects, check out computerweekly.com and the Tech Target websites. Many thanks. Bye, Mathieu.
Bye. Thank you.